Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sunny, brisk, and cold, and a high reaching 16. Find more news all the time at WKOK.com. Back to Steve Jones on WKOK.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Bob, how are you?
Wonderful. What a...
There we go.
What a Saturday and Sunday.
I think we have it straightened out, though.
What a Saturday and Sunday.
I think we have it straightened out now.
Yep.
Yeah, no doubt, Bob. It was a very interesting Saturday and Sunday. But let's get to, obviously, some quick things here. I know people are going to want to talk about the Bill O'Brien situation, which I completely understand. And on this day, brought to you by Purdy Insurance, by the way, Market Street in Sunbury. That's PurdyInsurance.com. So once again, Purdy Insurance, our Monday sponsor here in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Great to be with you on this Monday. Our number, 800-795-9565. Steve Jones, Bob Buhner, Kevin Herr in hiding at the moment.
I don't think he got over the trip to your house on Friday.
Well, all he knows, he texted me all day yesterday.
I'll bet he just was a constant nuisance.
First of all, he appeared to be blown away by the Sunbury Motors Studio. He appeared to be blown away by the experience. Once you get here, Bob, you'll enjoy it as well. Kyle, we'll have to get you here as well. I know Kyle's running the show today.
Yes, he is.
And, hopefully we can get all that and more. All right. Let's get to news of the day first. There's no news on Bill O'Brien today. Okay, there's no news on Bill O'Brien today. As of this hour, he is still the head football coach at Penn State. Now, what he is the next hour or the hour after that or tomorrow remains to be seen. We'll talk more about that in just a few moments. As usual, on the Monday after the NFL regular season is over with, there are going to be changes. We already know, of course, the Houston Texans job's open because Gary Kubiak was fired earlier in the month, and Wade Phillips has been running the team on an interim basis. Mike Shanahan has been fired as the head coach of the Washington Redskins. Jim Schwartz fired as the head coach of the Detroit Lions. Greg Schiano with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Leslie Frazier with the Minnesota Vikings. And Rob Chudzinski with the Cleveland Browns after just 1 year at Cleveland. So there's six openings in the NFL right now. The Eagles are in by virtue of the 24-22 win last night over the Cowboys. They're in. They get New Orleans at the link. The Steelers actually get robbed of a playoff spot.
Oh, did they ever?
They got robbed of one yesterday because things fell into place. They beat Cleveland, which was expected. I didn't really think that was going to be a problem. It wasn't. Then the Jets beat the Dolphins. Then the Bengals, as expected, did beat the Ravens. And Kansas City, despite sitting several of their key players, Tom Bahali, Alex Smith, Jamal Charles, Bo, they sat all those guys yesterday. And they still go to overtime against San Diego, although they went to kick what would have proven to have been the game-winning field goal from 41 yards out. He missed it by a foot. But if you notice in the NFL, and this is more apparent to all of you when you watch an onside kick in the NFL, have you noticed on an onside kick how you're balanced? There's five on each side of the kicker no matter what now? Have you noticed that?
Yep, that's the rule.
Well, the rule when it comes to kicking extra points and field goals is that you cannot overload to one side. You can't have more than six to one side of the ball. San Diego put seven on one side of the ball, and it should have been a penalty, a five-yard penalty, and a re-kick from 36 yards out. And it's hard for me to imagine that from 36 yards out on a re-kick he was going to miss it. So the Steelers were ripped off on a playoff bid yesterday. All right, so we have a lot going on. The Big Ten basketball opener is tomorrow. Bob and I will talk about this, plus take your calls at 800-795-9565. But first, inside Penn State Athletics with Tom Izzo, previewing tomorrow's game between the Nittany Lions and Michigan State, courtesy of Learfield Sports.
The clock is ticking and everyone's counting it down.
But the new year is already here
at Sunbury Motors Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia has 65 2014 models clearly marked and sale price to ring out 2013 by selling 30 cars in 5 days. Starting with 2014 Serenos at $22,505. How about $4,000 off the 40 MPG Highway, 2013 Optima Hybrid, and $5,000 off the sexy new luxury car, the 2014 Cadenza? Or how about the totally transformed 2014 Soul starting at $14,995 and with 0% APR financing for up to 60 months available on certain models, plus Kia's 10-year 100,000-mile limited warranty, these cars are sure to fly off the lot. But you need to hurry in and get your new Kia before time runs out at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com.
Tax and tax extra must qualify. Specialty incentives apply. Special financing and bonus cash to well-qualified customers who can and may affect final price.
You just don't think about insurance. You buy a home, you take out a policy, and you forget about it until something happens and you need it. Then you think about insurance a lot. My agent recommended insurance from Selective. Insurance for our home and property, jewelry, even the food in our refrigerator. Selective thinks about everything, so I don't have to.
Selective. Response is everything. Get to know us at Selective.com.
Get to know your local Selective agent. Pretty Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or at PrettyInsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
The store is open. Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation brings you Half Price Susquehanna Valley, where you can buy a certificate for half the cost of its value.
Thursday, January 2nd, get your $120 membership certificate to the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA for just $60. Get healthy and fit with their state-of-the-art gym equipment, swim in their pool, and enjoy yourself for just $60 from the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA.
Get shopping and save this week at Half Price Susquehanna Valley, only from
WKOK.com.
All right, Navy won today for Middle Tennessee State in the the Bell Helicopter Armed Forces Bowl in Fort Worth. I am, Bob, now 11-5 on the picks.
You are doing really well.
I've got Ole Miss today over Georgia Tech now in the Music City Bowl. So.
And then is it Oregon, Texas later on tonight?
Yeah, I'll pick Oregon in that one.
Is Mac Brown coaching?
Yes, Mac Brown is coaching tonight.
And that's what I thought. Yeah, Middle Tennessee down in Murfreesboro, they had a number of players ejected during the course of the game.
Well, first of all, you don't try and get physical with the Navy, all right?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. They're just, if it's Navy, Army, or Air Force, you have to remember, they're being trained to do something different than the average college student, okay?
Yeah, they know a few holds and moves that...
You just don't get physical with them, all right? You just don't.
Especially if it's the Marines that are down at the Naval Academy.
Right.
Tough
right.
guys. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not too much of a surprise.
No. And then, I've got Oregon tonight. I got Ole Miss today. And then Arizona State takes on Texas Tech tonight. I think that's a pick 'em game, although I'm going to go with Arizona State in that one.
It's being played where?
That's the Holiday Bowl.
Out in San Diego.
San Diego, next year has a Big Ten tie-in.
It does, and that does not come on until about, I think, 10:15 tonight.
It's 10:15. And you know what? Because ESPN owns all these games, they literally own these games.
Yes, they do.
Okay, that's why you're getting, for example, a triple header on Friday, a quadruple header on Saturday, a quadruple header on Monday, a quadruple header tomorrow, and then six games coming up on New Year's Day. Because they've staggered it all to make sure it fits TV time slots.
It really does. That Holiday Bowl has been always been a wild, high-scoring.
Oh, yeah. Entertaining.
Very highly entertaining. I remember years ago, and this is way back in the early 80s, Brigham Young was playing Southern Methodist.
Yes.
Brigham Young had a guy by the name of McMahon who only won a Super Bowl for the Bears.
Yep.
And I think it was Craig James and Eric Dickerson have been playing for Southern Myth. And the final score was 46-45, and McMahon threw three touchdown passes in like the final 3 minutes.
It's just crazy.
Crazy. And Penn State's been out there.
Penn State played one of the crazy ones, too, won 50-41 over BYU. That was one where Andre Collins returned a two-point conversion. Let's see. They were trying to tie the game,
mm-hmm.
and it was I think it was 43-41 Penn, something like that. They're trying to tie the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they went for two, and Andre Collins picked it off and ran it back 102 yards for 2 points the other way. Garrett Brown ripped the ball out of the hands of Ty Detmer, ran it back for a touchdown. David Daniels made one of the more spectacular catches you're ever going to see, and Blair Thomas ran for 186 yards and was the co-MVP of the game with Ty Detmer.
And
so that's Penn State's holiday.
And little known about Gary Brown was that he played a year on defense. Everyone thinks
that was that was the year he played on defense.
And that was, you know, he was the great running back out of Williamsport High School, and you know, really did some great running at Penn State. And also, he got really much stronger and I think bigger in the pros and had some great years there too. But there was one year he played defense. I remember the play. He literally just took the ball out of Detmer's hands and Detmer looked at him, and he was gone.
Yeah, great athlete, great on kickoff returns. Yep. Had a 95-yard kickoff return against Texas in Beaver Stadium where he didn't score. it's the longest non-scoring kickoff return in Penn State history. All right, the Bill O'Brien situation.
Yes.
Let's talk about that for a moment. Okay, this is now in the hands of Bill O'Brien. And one thing that you've noticed throughout all of this is that there has been nothing from Bill O'Brien. Zero. Nothing from Bill O'Brien's camp.
No.
Nothing from his mouth. Bill left and went to Cape Cod for Christmas. My understanding is the Texans on the 26th met with him either by conference call or physically went to Dennis to see him. Okay? On the Bay Side of Cape Cod. And that he also has had, I believe he had also a contact with, but I don't know if anything more than that, with the Vikings. So now, of course, everything is centered on the Texans and what they want to do, and then, more importantly, what he wants to do. Obviously, this has not been a done deal, considering that this has now been going on for how many days now? It hasn't happened yet. And supposedly and allegedly the Texans wanted to still talk to Ken Whisenhunt. The Texans so far have talked with Lovie Smith, Wade Phillips, allegedly have talked with Bill O'Brien, and they still want to talk with Ken Whisenhunt. And of course, Whisenhunt took the Arizona Cardinals to the Super Bowl. Now we have to wait and see as to what, A, if they officially offer him, and B, whether he accepts it and decides to go. Everyone has goals in their career. You know, and we all try to move to what we think is the best in our profession. Now, sometimes what we find out is what the best is in our profession happens to be not what we settle for. Okay? I mean, Bob, you did not settle to be the district attorney of Montour County. It's a job that you loved and enjoyed.
Absolutely.
Okay? You didn't need to be the district attorney in New York City.
No, not at all.
And, you know, there's a reason why I've done what I've done for as long as I've done it.
I think it's because you just love it.
Well, as I was saying to my brother this morning, my brother says, hey, what station are you on tomorrow for the Michigan State game? He's in Connecticut. I said, Sirius 93. He'll be able to, as he drives in his car, he'll be able to listen to the game in Connecticut. Sounds like a national job to me.
Absolutely is.
We'll talk more about Bill's situation in a moment. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Marcus Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com.
Where Middleburg, Sunbury, and Danville turn first for news. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Longtime Northumberland County legislator has died. AccuWeather says blistery and chilly, temperatures in the 30s, dropping down to 18 tonight. Good afternoon. I'm Allie Stevens, WKOK News. Former state representative in the 108th Legislative District, Merle Phillips, has died at the age of 85. Phillips died this morning surrounded by his family. State Representative Linda Schlegel-Culver spent decades working closely with Phillips and eventually succeeded him in his post when he decided to retire.
I think the message that I walk away with is Merle believes in giving everyone a first, a second, and a third chance. He believed everybody made mistakes, everybody deserves forgiveness, and if we could help somebody, it was our job to do that.
Phillips served the 108th District from 1980 until 2010. He was also appointed as a Northumberland County Commissioner in 2010 to finish the term of Commissioner Kurt Mosser, who became a state representative. Two people killed in a plane crash on Thursday near Gettysburg are believed to have been residents of Catawissa. The families of 17-year-old Miranda Rose and 46-year-old pilot Michael Bronsberg, both of Catawissa, submitted death notices in the Press Enterprise saying each died in a plane crash near Biglerville in Adams County. Miranda was a junior at Southern Columbia High School. Investigators have not yet released the identities of the victims. Autopsies were done on Friday. A new snowstorm and new power outages for Maine. About 4,500 homes and businesses lost electricity over the weekend after more than a foot of snow fell in some areas. Another 1,000 customers who lost power in an ice storm about a week ago are still waiting for their electricity to be restored. In Michigan, nearly 3,200 customers have been without power for a week. A Russian city 400 miles from the site of February's Winter Games is on high alert following the two suicide bombings in 2 days that authorities believe were carried out by the same group. At least 14 people have been killed in both of those suicide bombings. 17 people killed when a suicide bomber attacked a railway station. AccuWeather is calling for blustery and chilly today with more clouds and sun. Temperatures generally in the 30s. Some clouds tonight with a low of 18. Rather cloudy and windy tomorrow with a snow shower and a high 34. Wednesday will be mostly cloudy and a high of 29. Thursday, cloudy and breezy, snow possible, high 32. And Friday, partly sunny, brisk and bitterly cold with a high of 16. Find more news all the time at WKOK.com. And back to the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The clock is ticking and everyone's counting it down.
But the new year is already here
at Sunbury Motors Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia has 65 2014 models clearly marked and sale price to ring out 2013 by selling 30 cars in 5 days. Starting with 2014 Serenos at $22,505. How about $4,000 off the 40 MPG Highway 2013 Optima Hybrid and $5,000 off the sexy new luxury car, the 2014 Cadenza? Or how about the totally transformed 2014 Soul starting at $14,995 and with 0% APR financing for up to 60 months available on certain models, plus Kia's 10-year 100,000-mile limited warranty, these cars are sure to fly off the lot. But you need to hurry in and get your new Kia before time runs out at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com.
Tax and tax exempt, must qualify. Special incentives apply. Special financing and bonus cash to well-qualified customers who can and may affect final price.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Monday. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. As we head into our third year of this show, the Purdys have been with us from day one. So proud to be with a class organization. And you should have your insurance with a class organization. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Sunbury Motors has been with us since day one. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf.
My favorite place to buy a new car, by the way, Steve.
I'm not surprised. They are not just a good dealership, they're a great dealership.
And I'll tell you what they have, just to plug them even more, I love their quick lane services. My buddy Danny Bodinger runs the show over there. You get your oil changed and you're in and out. You don't have to make an appointment. Just excellent service, and they take good care of you.
All right. Bill O'Brien, second year in a row that we've gone through this, and now, I mean, technically it's the third year in a row because, obviously, there was the hiring of Bill O'Brien to begin with. And, of course, then there was last year the flirtations with the NFL, and now what appears to be even more serious. I mean, the Houston Texans are certainly, you know, by all indications, this is a very serious discussion between the two. Bill O'Brien has to make, obviously, a decision here at some point as to what he does or does not want to do. I think above all, though, I think people need to be calm for the moment. There are a lot of people that are, I think, overreacting just a bit, getting a little bit, you know, wound up. Just be calm, let it play out, and then we'll see once it plays out exactly what direction everything heads in. And I think that's the one thing that we need to do. Give the man some space, give the man some respect. He has a family to think of. He is not, by the way, now let's get something straight, though, about Bill. This is not a money thing with Bill, all right? This is not, Bill O'Brien is absolutely not about money. He's well compensated at Penn State. They've taken very good care of him between his contract with the university and also the Learfield contract for radio and TV. So he's well compensated, and he is not about money. At the same time, there are also some things, though, that money can help. Because the one thing you want to make sure is that as we continue to talk about Penn State being on a level playing field with other universities when it comes to the number of recruits, going to a bowl game and things like that, which obviously are certain things they've had to overcome, there are also other areas where they need to make sure that they're on a level playing field with the big boys along the way, because Penn State is one of the big boys, and that's something that has to be understood by everybody. You can't have a 108,000-seat stadium, a fan base like Penn State has and so forth, and not be one of the big boys, winning national championships, Big Ten championships, the only school in the history of college football to win all five major bowl games. Rose, Sugar, Cotton, Fiesta, and the Orange Bowl, the only one to ever do it. It's the only program to ever do it. This is a major league program, but at the same time, you always have to constantly reinvest in your major league program. You have to understand that in the world of business, as much as we love having 31 varsity sports here at Penn State, you have to be smart about what you do with your 31 varsity sports. There are two sports, and I say this with all due respect to all of you who love wrestling and all of you who love volleyball and other sports. There are two sports here that make money, and they are football and men's basketball. And you have to constantly invest your money in those two sports because they are the ones that bring in the money to make the other 29 possible. That's called good business. I know Kevin hates when we talk about money, but it's a reality, okay? In today's business, heading into 2014, whether it's college or pro, money is the name of the game. You know, how much do you pay your coach? How much do you get from your luxury suites? How much do you get from your seats in your stadium? How much do you get from your concessions? What's your radio contract like? What's your TV contract like? And then you have to take that money and reinvest that money. Take Beaver Stadium, for example. Beaver Stadium, you know how much, Bob, just give me, how much do you think it is to do maintenance on Beaver Stadium every year?
Probably around $300,000 or $400,000, just to guess.
$2 million a year. It's $2 million a year just to do maintenance on Beaver Stadium, just to keep it at the level that it's at. So that's something you have to, you know, I mean, it's $2 million. Just to do that.
It's a lot of money for fertilizer and mowing the lawn.
Well, but it, you know what? But what they've done though is they've sandblasted every part of that stadium, redone seats, things like that. They do a lot of different things in that stadium. Yeah. Now, there's certain things that were donated. Take for example the limestone that you now see on the bottom of the stadium. It used to be just a concrete wall. Mm-hmm. Fiore donated all that.
Exactly.
So, I mean, so you get lucky with something like that, but the maintenance costs, whether it's electric or water or sandblasting or painting or whatever, that's a $2 million a year proposition. Now, I've had some people say to me, why are they putting $10 million worth of scoreboards in there? That's an investment. That is something you absolutely need to do. That's smart business practice. Because you're trying to give the fan in the stadium the at-home experience with HD boards, because you need the fan in the stadium and not sitting at home watching on HD. So you're trying to give them all the amenities possible with those boards in the stadium. Okay? That's why that $10 million, $5 million apiece on each board, and they're not down. By the way, the old boards aren't down yet. They're still up. They've stripped the south one completely. I think they're getting pretty close to pulling that one down. And they dug a hole on the north side of the stadium so they can start working on that. But that's a $10 million, not expenditure, that's a $10 million investment. And you have to make sure that you're investing your money in your football and your men's basketball programs continually. Not wasting it, but investing it in your weight room, in your medical and training facilities, okay, in your recruiting budget. Everything that you have in football and men's basketball, you have to make sure you're competing on an, you know, on an even field all the way across the board. Now, people who love wrestling and they love women's volleyball, whatever, will say, well, gee, what about us? You're going to benefit from that. Okay, because the money that comes back in at, as that investment is then spread out over the other 29 programs so that you have a fighting chance to be really good in all of them. But as you can't continually not invest or make the mistake of investing in non-revenue that with money that's not available, can't keep doing that. You've got to invest that money in your football and your men's basketball in Division One, because those are the only two that are going to make money. It's not a prejudicial statement on my part, because I announce football and men's basketball in any way, shape, or form. I'm making a business statement as to what has to be done all the time. And that's what you have to look at. Bill O'Brien's contract last year was an investment in the future of Penn State football. Okay, that was an investment. There's certain things, though, he also wanted along the way. And I think it's, it's an important conversation that's going to happen here in the next 24 to 36 hours, whatever it may be, between Bill O'Brien and the people here at Penn State, to make sure that everyone understands that the greatness of Penn State football is something that has to be constantly invested in, so that he feels at all times that he is in as major league a situation as possible. Now, for all we know, he already feels that way. Okay, now it's just a question of whether he wants to go to the NFL or not. But I just want to make sure that, you know, everyone understands that when it comes to what happens at a university, it's very simple. You know, I want to also address the other part about, well, we're talking about football. The university is an academic institution. Yeah, and this is a really good academic institution. There's no question about that. Just because one woman and her husband got into the ear of somebody in Indianapolis to tell them what an awful, rotten, overbearing football culture this is, doesn't mean it's true at all, and that person ought to be called out. I think I just did.
I think you did, too.
Along with her husband, and who openly did not like the former head football coach here at all. And, it's about time frank talk like that did happen.
Sure.
Along the way. Frank conversation. Because football has never, okay, while football may have image-wise overshadowed the university, football has never overshadowed the university in the academic mission. That's why they've constantly talked about the number of academic All-Americans, scholarship winners, big academic All-Big Ten selections, and also the great pride in the graduation rate here, because they understand that they are a component of the university. What football and men's basketball also do, especially when they're successful, is they're a great commercial for getting the name of the university out there consistently on a positive basis. And I think there's no surprise that there has been a correlation over the years in the dramatic increase in those applying to this university and the success that they've had in athletics over the years, because it's put the name out there over and over and over. Not only that, it put the name out there in a positive light over and over and over again. Wrestling puts the name out there in a positive light over and over again. Women's volleyball puts the name out in a positive light over and over again. And it's just all part of the branding that any institution must have. Travelers Insurance has its own branding, okay? Boeing has its own branding. Well, Penn State University has its own branding, and part of that is that it's a great academic institution that also has great pride in what they do athletically. But they don't allow athletics to overshadow here, okay? It's always been about the academics, and that's why you've heard consistently coaches talk about the academic side, from Rip Engel to Joe Paterno to Bill O'Brien to Patrick Chambers to Ed DeCellis to Bruce Parkhill, Jerry Dunn, all the way through Russ Rose. Cale Sanderson talks about his academics all the time. Guy Gadowski, on and on we go. Char Moret, it's been like that here consistently. So, you know, we have a great culture here, and the fans have been unbelievably supportive through this entire mess, the way they have shown up repeatedly game after game after game and poured their heart and souls, and they've invested their time in it. And I'm telling you right now, the biggest surprises that they've had at the NCAA have been what Bill O'Brien's done, what his staff has done, the players, and how many stayed here and the high level they played at. But another part is they all thought the rest of you would quit, and you haven't quit. Now, there's also a segment out there that when something like this comes up does have a tendency to panic. And I understand that because I've had a number of people ask me, is he going? Is he going? I understand that, okay? Because they want the guy to stay, and I got that, because they've invested their hard-earned money in the university. They've invested their hard-earned money in the program. You hung in there the last 2 years and threw your support behind what he was doing. So I understand that completely. Now, there's always going to be a small segment that takes it to the nasty side. Oh, then they're mad. Nothing's happened yet. Now, there have been things happening, but nobody's changed jobs yet. Even though Wikipedia last night, I looked up Bill on Wikipedia last night for the heck of it. They listed him as the head coach of the Houston Texans.
Oh.
Actually starts out by saying that, and then on his resume on the side, Houston Texans coach 2013 to present. Okay? I looked up Wikipedia this morning. Okay, yeah. There is no mention of the Houston Texans at all in there any longer. And somebody, he's listed as Penn State's coach 2012 to present.
Steve, can I share with you a Joe Paterno story that has great relevance to what you're talking about?
Sure.
As many people know, I served as a trustee at Bloomsburg University for over 25 years. And we had a terrible football team when I was first appointed to the board back around 1980-81. And we decided as a university to go out and find a great young football coach. We were either going to play football real well or we were not going to do it at all. And we hired a Penn Stater by the name of George Landis.
Yep. And I know George very well.
And it was done on Coach Paterno's recommendation. He was the top of the list on references to check for Coach Landis.
Yeah.
And in four short years, Bloomsburg went from the doormat of the Pennsylvania Conference to 12-0 and third in the country and playing in the national semifinals of Division II.
Right.
And George was named the Coach of the Year. And at the American Football Coaches Association get together in January of that next year, where the awards were presented, there was a whole table of Bloomsburg people there to celebrate George Landis's being the National Coach of the Year. And Joe Paterno was very helpful to the program by sending recruits that were not really Penn State recruits but wanted to play football to Bloomsburg. So it was a nice tie-in. Joe came over to the table of Bloomsburg people to congratulate his former student and athlete, Landis. And he asked the president of the university, he said, "Now, Mr. President, are you satisfied that I gave you a good reference for George Landis?" "Absolutely." He said, "Now, George, are you satisfied with the president and with the facilities and with what's going on in your program?" He said he was. And then he said, now, you've got a lot of recruits back. Yes, I do. How's your season looking next year? Pretty good. So let me give you this advice. Stay where you are. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of looks from a lot of people. They're going to promise you the world to change jobs and go to some other school. But give it another year, because if you're the good coach that I think you are, you'll be just as hot a commodity next year if jobs come up as you are this year. But don't just jump at the first thing that comes your way. Make a decision, but a commitment to the place that has brought you to where you are today is an important thing to consider. And, you know, that was Joe Paterno talking. That could be, if he were around today in 2013, might be whispering into somebody's ear.
Yeah. Hey, Doug in Wellsboro's been waiting. Hi, Doug. Welcome back.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. Hey, Steve, what do you feel is the bottom line here? Is he going through this again to force Joyner and Erickson's hand, upgrade facilities, upgrade whatever, or is he really serious about going to the NFL?
Well, you know, the NFL is something that he was a part of for 5 years, including going to a Super Bowl with the Patriots as a coordinator. He knows what life is like at both ends. So I think now he has to wrestle with the decision as to what he wants. You know, does he want to be an NFL coach? And let's face it, Houston actually is in a very good situation. They were a playoff team last year. They have some talent on that team. You know, Brian Cushing will be back on defense. J.J. Watt offensively. He's got Andre Johnson, Arian Foster, and they have the first overall pick in the draft, which in all likelihood will be a quarterback. Okay? So Houston's in a good spot and in a division where you can make a move rather quickly. Now at Penn State, he knows what he has here at Penn State. He also knows what is needed here at Penn State in order to compete on an everyday basis with Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State, which will be the three primary schools that he will have to compete with on an every year basis should he stay. So he knows what he needs here, not just financially for himself, but in terms of the investment needed in the facilities and everything else here and recruiting budget to compete with all of them. So he knows what is needed at both. Now he has to grapple with whatever decision that he has to make as to whether he wants to do. Now here's the next part. We don't know yet if the Texans have officially offered him a job, because allegedly the Texans still wanted to talk to Ken Whisenhunt. So I think right now the next 24 to 36 hours is the time frame that we look at to see if it's going to happen or not.
How can he in good conscience, he's been talking to Hackenberg's parents, some other recruits' parents. I mean, how can he in good conscience tell them, you know, come, I'll be here for your 4 years, whatever, and then turn around and say, nope, sorry, you know, the program's on good footing. I left it better than when I got here, that line of, you know, stuff. But then take off to the NFL. What are these kids going to do?
Well, Doug, first of all, you make a good point. But I will say this. Who's the one person we haven't heard from? We haven't heard a word from Bill O'Brien.
Why isn't he telling, like I said last week, why isn't he muzzling his agent? Why is his agent still out there?
Well, his agent actually hasn't been saying much of anything either. So if you notice one thing that's happened, is that even Chris Mortensen and Adam Schefter both admit that the O'Brien thing has gone dark. I found that to be very interesting. Bill is very big, Doug, and I'll relate something personal to you. Bill is very big on saying to you, hey, this is between you and me. And if you notice over the years, I have not said too many things one way or the other on certain things with Bill, because he has said some things to me in confidence that he said it was between you and me. So I have kept it between him and me. And it could be as small as a family thing or as big as a job thing. Okay? Well, usually when he talks to somebody, agent, football team, or a player or a recruit, he'll say between you and me. I'd be willing to venture that's what he said. He's the one person that hasn't said a word in this so far at all. And so that's why I'm taking a far more cautious attitude than everybody else about the situation, because we're hearing from everybody else but. And that's why I'm just being a little more cautious, if you don't mind, about it.
David Shaw from Stanford is in the same boat. He put out word that he's not interested.
Yep,
O'Brien's doing this, I assume, to force Joyner Erickson's hand at something.
Well, it's an interesting theory, and I'll did we lose Doug? I guess we lost Doug there. I'm sorry.
I think we did.
Doug, call back, though, Doug, if you have other questions. Because I know we do have to take a break. So what we'll do is we'll take a break. Doug, if you have more questions, please call back right after the news. I'd love to talk to you more about this here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.